Okay. I'd like to call the meeting to order. A reminder that this room, we have microphones in the ceiling, so everything's live, as opposed to having to turn it on. So,
So we need to behave.
welcome everybody to our September Reparations Commission meeting. Can we take a roll call?
Commissioner Bazile,
Here.
Commissioner Barry,
Present.
Commissioner Burleson, excused. Commissioner Jones, excused. Commissioner Gardner,
Here.
Commissioner Gore, Commissioner Herskin, excused. Commissioner Knowles,
Here.
Commissioner McClendon, excused. Commissioner Sass,
Here.
Commissioner Small,
Here.
Commissioner Triplett, excused. Commissioner Varlett,
Here.
We have a quorum.
Excellent. Right. So are there any public comments? Seeing none in the room, but are there any online? No public comment. Okay. So I'd like to move approval of the minutes. And we are behind in doing the June, July, and August minutes due to a lack of quorum for June and July. So we'll take them individually just because some of us who might have missed a meeting have to abstain. So that's a gentle reminder. If you were not at a meeting, you cannot vote. Yes or what? You vote, but you have to spirit vote with the abstention. For those June minutes.
I move that we accept the June minutes as disseminated. Move.
Second.
One second.
Commissioner Bazile,
Thank you.
for June minutes.
Is I hear? You have to abstain. Abstain.
Okay. Commissioner Barry.
Aye.
Commissioner Gardner.
Aye.
Commissioner Gore.
Aye.
Commissioner Knowles.
Abstain.
Commissioner Sass.
Aye.
Commissioner Small.
Aye.
Commissioner Varlett.
Aye.
Minutes approved for June 11th.
And as a reminder, is one of the items, we have two open seats on the commission right now. So our head count is not 15, it's 13. So that adjusts our quorum down. So at 15, our quorum was 8, and now at 13, our quorum is 7. So as long as we have 7, so the minutes I counted had 6 votes, 7, 6 and 2 abstentions, 6, 7, 8.
There were two abstentions on the June.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So,
I thought there was one abstention on the June.
Two.
Two.
Oh, he was in Never Ever.
No, I think it was the people across.
No, not approved.
Not approved.
Right. So the June, we're trying to get to 7 here. So then, not approved. That were one more two.
So it is true.
The July minutes. Can we get a motion for the change?
Yes, I move that we approve the July minutes.
Second.
And second by Brandon. Yes,
for July 9th minutes, Commissioner Bazile.
Aye.
Commissioner Gardner.
Aye.
Commissioner Knowles. Commissioner Sass.
Aye.
Commissioner Small.
Aye.
Commissioner Varlack.
Aye.
Chair Gore.
Abstain.
Yes. We just
that makes sense.
he didn't call.
There.
He wasn't.
Oh, Commissioner Barry.
Abstain.
Abstain. Hey,
yeah.
Well,
they'll fall short. We got to get more commissioners here. Okay, that brings us to the August meeting minutes.
was everybody here?
I move that we approve the August meeting minutes.
Second.
They moved and seconded.
Commissioner Bazile.
Aye.
Commissioner Gardner.
Aye.
Commissioner Gore.
Aye.
Commissioner Knowles.
Aye.
Commissioner Sass.
Aye.
Commissioner Varlack.
Aye.
Commissioner Small.
Well, about that. So I wasn't physically present, but under the just cause provision of AB 2449, I'm allowed to attend virtually if there is an emergency circumstance, such as contracting COVID.
Right. Which are small. Right. Okay, approved for August.
We got August through. Okay, let me call if there's any items for the agenda or modifications.
Yes, we had a modification to the agenda. This is Commissioner Sass. Wanted to move the approval of the listening sessions up dates, approval of the dates up. That would be number 12 that you have on here. Yeah, so we want to move that up. We can have that voted on now.
Okay. And are you just moving it up because we have a timeline recommending the purposes and partnership? Are we doing the whole session stuff or just the date?
Let's just cross the T's.
Yeah, let's just get the dates done and we can put stuff down the road.
So I can move the agenda without having a motion.
You can switch it around as the chair.
Okay, so we'll do the date. Okay.
Deborah giveth and Deborah taketh away.
So I will. I'm just trying to follow me. Move the border. Okay, so I will turn it over to the listening session committee for the timeline and approval from that point.
Okay, so we're going to, Commissioner Sass, we're going to look at the just the dates. We met and worked with ECC and are working on dates. The first date for the next listening session is Saturday, October 25th. They're all on this list right here. The next is Saturday, November 15th, then following this is December 6th, January 24th, and then February 21st. So the reason we want to get these dates at least locked in, we don't have all the locations yet, but if we can get the dates locked in, we can start really working on the locations and the promotion so we have enough time to get the attendance that we would like. So are there any questions, comments?
Just Commissioner Bazile saying that I see here the location for the October 25th meeting is 81st Street. It's 81st Avenue.
And we cannot get that library that day.
Yeah, that puts at the location.
We are not considering locations, just dates, just dates.
That was a suggested one, but we're looking at a few other options as we talked about in our meeting. So the locations are placeholders right now until we can settle on the date so we can make sure that they're available. Okay, but thank you.
Can we move these five dates?
So can we have a motion to approve the dates of the listening sessions?
I move that we approve the dates of the listening sessions as noted by Commissioner Sass.
Second that.
Moved and seconded.
Commissioner Bazile?
Aye.
Commissioner Barry?
Aye.
Commissioner Gardner?
Aye.
Commissioner Gore?
Aye.
Commissioner Knowles?
Aye.
Commissioner Sass?
Aye.
Commissioner Small?
Aye.
Commissioner Varda? Dates approved.
Standard.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So as I had mentioned earlier, we have two last time I shared that Commissioner Haley Hester had a very short run with us and stepped down. So that seat is open.
Carolyn
Jones. Yeah, no. I was just saying, would I be able to share a slide? Maureen has attendee or panelists? And now I can share. Open. Okay, we'll go on and when I find it, I'll share it. So the other is Commissioner Carolyn Johnson, notified her supervisor that she would be stepping down. They accepted her resignation, and now we are looking to fill both those seats. So again, we're at 13, and our business, you know, quorum is 7. So with that, you know, we look forward to the staff being able to fill the seats. But I think that's Nate's. He did was from Commissioner Johnson was from District 4. So we look forward to filling those seats as best we can.
Haley Hester was 4.
Haley was 4. So you, oh, it's Tam. So that's Tam.
So I'll make sure I understand correctly. Our current floor is 7. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when we meet in our subsidium, 7 would be violation of the Brown Act. So we need to be 6 right left. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, you were able to pull it up. So that was the slide, the one with the commissioners, the other roster. So those are, this is how we're seated now. So you can see District 1 is Natasha, Shanita, and Brandon. 2, you see where you all there. So District 3 under Tam, so that's Carolyn Johnson is vacant in the seat, they call it regular 10. And what I wanted to highlight, it represents an at-large. So they don't have to be resided in that district or in Alameda County. Well, let me see. The position is at large. The member is a person who is employed or in a leadership position in a charitable social services or religious organization, principally serving African-American community, must be a resident of the county.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the at-large seat being filled there. And then D4, you see Haley Hester, another at-large, and just needs to be a resident, not just, but must be a resident of the county. And then D5, you know, the 3 of us who are there. So that's your district. I want to just try to make the connection here where we just picked the dates, right, for the listening session. The idea was to try to have the district, each district represented at a listening session. So like on the 25th, it has a D4. So the folks are in D4. You know, the hope is that you would be engaged on that day and help promote within your district. You can note on our paper here in November, it's Toronto Vast, and that's District 5, on and on, right? So we were hoping then, so based on where your district is, what the dates are, that you support your supervisor when we come to your district. Thank you. So any questions on, you know, sort of where we are with our commissioner? How we're seated? Okay, now the structure of the subcommittees and the... Here now. So I'm going to take you back down a little bit to, obviously, we have the retreat at the library in Hayward. And as you recall, these are the, we had 11 subcommittees. So and this is what we set out as objectives, milestones, and who offered to be where. And so here was that previous subcommittee, or we have since, and then this is where you all had signed up. And so these materials, these should look familiar because we've had these materials in our SharePoint if you need to find them. And so now that we are, you know, really less than a year out, we have needed to consolidate what we're doing. So we are moving, and this is up for discussion. So this is what I'm proposing. We're moving from the 11 committees down to 3. Particular, we have the strong listening sessions subcommittee. Y'all are doing the work. We had already in the previous, in the August, if you look at the August minutes, we talked about going to an admin budget subcommittee and then sort of a report data research subcommittee. So we'll go from 11 down to the 3. And so that then would, you see the bullets of the work that those groups would be doing as well. So the listening session, you know, you guys are all, you will format it. But to capture part of the 11 subcommittees, we're looking to perhaps add the allies and partnership, which seems like it's kind of going that direction with the ECC helping direct that. But the admin is where we would land the website and the social media content so that y'all can get the go ahead, yes, listen, you know, is the site ready, who's reviewing it, and get that moving along. And then the progress and movement, that has been a bit nebulous, but we put that with the admin as well. And then lastly, in the data and the action plan report, the harms report content that had been developed with the Golden School of Policy and the narrative. So those three subcommittees would then hold that work. So, and then the intent there is that we can focus on fewer things and then really give ECC a clear roadmap for our project development. And they are not even, they were going to share a work plan. Oh, they're online?
No, let me check.
Okay, so there was a work plan that I hope they would share as part of the subcommittee work. So I took a cut because just trying to was react to something instead of whole cloth. So as you can see, the listening session, I differs a little bit from what we had originally volunteered, but under the administrative and budget, Larry and I have been doing that. And because of the website and the social media, I added Taiga and Octavia. And then under the data research, then Shad, I think you had originally mentioned wanting to work there. And of course, you have your assets there. And Taiga, I took the liberty of adding you there.
Thank you.
Because, well, you know, I'm like, oh, a lawyer, she can write. and Leo, I added you to that group along with Alan and Jesse. I did meet with Jesse. He's on his way today. So hopefully he'll be here soon. So, I, you know, and it's right at that tipping point, right? It's at 6. But there's nothing sacred here.
Turn off your mic.
Okay. So if you want to move from a group, if you want to be added to a group, you know, we don't have the luxury of just being on just one. I want to acknowledge, you know, Octavia being on multiple, Shad being on multiple, Taiga being on multiple groups.
I had signed up, this Commissioner Gardner, I had signed up for the research side of it.
Okay.
You can put my name down, but...
Well, it tips it to 7.
Yeah, so that's another reason I just...
Unless anybody wants us to move around, I think you would be valuable since you don't do that. Your academic background as well. Yeah, exactly. Unless somebody would want to switch around or move around, we could keep it at 6.
Have you spoken to Alan?
Have I spoken to
Alan?
I have. Alan and Jesse.
What?
Alan and Jesse, sorry. Yeah, I spoke to both. I didn't have a chance to speak to you though. Let me just stop there with the concept of the three committees, folks signing up, so then we can really begin engaging ECC and deliverables, deadlines, and on a rigorous work plan. Folks want to move themselves around, add themselves.
One question, Commissioner Barry. I think it's smart for us to consolidate and, you know, work within our actual capacity. This makes sense to me. My only question is, I was going back to look at the original 11 list.
Yeah. Have we just mapped this to figure out, right, do those three new subcommittees capture what would have gotten done in the 11? Are there things that we're, bodies of work that we're releasing or letting go, not consolidating them?
Nothing is being let go.
Okay.
So the bullets on the outside represent the extra. So if you look at allies and partnership, if you look at narrative, those are up here. See that communication narrative?
Here she is.
See the website, allies and partnership, listening session. So we mapped everything except RFQs. Except RFQs. We have not mapped the RFQ function, and that's when before we had budget and thought we were going to not have a manager. So that's definitely one. The rest, all of the have, they're either in the center circles or they're the bullets on the outside.
Okay.
You're seeing something.
Well, I'm wondering, we talked last year about fundraising, right? And not necessarily resting on what we. At the time, I wasn't sure what was going to come from the county. We have some support from the county. Do we see a need to fundraise to add to that, or do we think we're resourced well to actually conclude our work?
Leticia's going to be on. She's logging on right now, Deborah.
Richard says, I actually don't think we have time to work on fundraising while we're trying to get this done. That would suck resources away from what we're doing. So that would be my opinion. Do we have enough? Probably not, but I think with the resources of the library and be able to get things approved where we have it, I think that would be enough to get things what we need to get done.
Do you think it's enough? The money we have now enough to take us to the end?
I'm hoping, but I don't think we'd be able to go through fundraising to raise it by the deadline that we need to get.
Sure.
That would just be the only thing, it's the timings.
Other thoughts on if we need more resources?
Thanks, Mr. Gardner. I think we certainly need more resources. Having said that, we're 8 months out, and I think we do need to focus on doing that. The county wants to give us some more money. We should be open to that.
Any other thoughts?
Hi, this is Shanita Hurston. So we're looking to scale out from the recommendation. And what would be the impact, the fiscal impact?
The fiscal, there isn't a fiscal.
Okay.
It's to try to get the work done in the amount of time we have. And the question on the floor is, we still, within, I think we had it under budget. We didn't actually have a fundraiser. If you look narrative and all of the movement stuff, we didn't actually have fundraising. Now remember, this goes way back at the retreat.
Yeah.
We really evolved the fundraising when we couldn't get any money from the county. Then we got the money from the county. But I think we are under resource, particularly as it comes to the data resource. And doing the harms report, that is woefully under resourced.
She's on.
Should we see? I don't want to see the work plan because I want to stay up. So.
Well, then, with that in mind, again, I'm just trying to look down the road.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want us to get there and then go, we're run out of money and can't get across this. So perhaps under this admin budget subcommittee, not necessarily more fundraising. But maybe do the work to project what the shortfall is and start talking to the county now.
That would make sense.
So that we can, you know, it took us 2 years to get what we got. Perhaps as we continue to progress, if we know, hey, we're projecting, we're going to need another, pick a number, 200, 300,000, whatever it is, I have no idea, that group takes responsibility for starting now.
This is a perfect segue. Yeah. Okay, now can we bring up Leticia? Leticia, you there?
He's got a work plan.
That she can share. Do I need to stop sharing? Sorry, my apologies.
Yes, hi, I'm here.
Okay. Can you share the work plan or you need one of us here?
Yeah, can I can't share it from where I am. I can talk you through it, but because I'm on my phone. Let's see.
I got it.
I don't have the finalized one, but I got it.
It's almost there, but okay.
There we are.
There we are.
So, well, so this actually drills into the specifics of what each of the three subcommittees will be working on over the course of the next 4 months. So this plan gives you a little bit more specificity in terms of, first and foremost, defining what each subcommittee's primary objective is, and then moving into what are the key tasks that the subcommittee will be charged with completing. What are the milestones, like the halfway point? How do you know you're almost there? And then finally, what are the deliverables to be provided, and they're time bound, right, by date? And so this ultimately, if you all decide to adopt the three subcommittees, will become essentially your North Star, the North Star for each subcommittee, so that when you're meeting, you all know for certain what deadlines, what tasks, and what the focus should be across all three subcommittees. I'll pause there in case there are thoughts, questions, or reactions, or if you want to go through each one, but I'll pause and
be helpful because I can't see it. And do we have a copy of it?
We don't. She just shared this with me. So we'll make a
copy. So I can get copies to you all. I'm actually almost there. So I'll be with you all in person, and I have copies for everyone.
Great. So this is to your point. So on the budget where we have expenditure track, or we'll see if we're ahead and behind, and we'll have a good sense.
Right.
So this is where I was like, oh, great transition. So we'll see in the administrative budget and come back to the group on how we're doing. Hey, December, we don't have enough to even do the basic research or something. And we need to have another 30 or 40 thousand. We'll have a sense. And similarly, since we'll be doing the budget tracking, any of the other areas that need resources, we can then figure that out.
Okay. This is Shanita. I have more of a logistics question. So if we narrow from 11 to 3, what number will we be looking at in terms of the maximum allowable for three subcommittees, so that we're still within compliance with the RAM?
To catch you up, we started with 13 seated, 6 is the max. So if you look on the slide before, you see there's no more than 6 people per committee. And if you want to move or, put me here, put me on that one, let us know and we can, swap out, swap in. So 6, while we have 13, 6 is our management. Get back up to 15, we can get to 7. Okay, 7 per committee.
Thank you.
So Letitia, you still in transition? I think the
yes. But I'm still here.
Okay. So that's the administrator. Can you walk us through the community listening session and the data collection analysis and reporting?
Absolutely. So first and foremost, to add definition to the community listening session subcommittee, we have the primary objective is to develop a strategy and an action plan for conducting the listening sessions throughout Alameda County. So just defining the objective for each subcommittee, most of it, like the community listening sessions, that subcommittee has an active, regularly meeting, standing meeting time, facilitator, making, working. So we don't want to disrupt the flow of that subcommittee. We just want to document the great work that's flowing through that subcommittee by giving it, a core objective. The key task, the first task is to identify dates and locations for the community listening sessions. Next is to create the program and the agenda for each community listening session. Next, to identify key tasks and vendors and a staffing plan for each listening session. And then finally, to identify, well, second to last, it kind of goes along with this around the notion of community partners and really identifying community partners for conducting the listening sessions and primarily to support the community engagement and outreach, which would also include collaborating with the County Board of Supervisors across each district where the listening sessions will be held. And so if we jump over to the milestones, to give you an example, so a milestone would be that there are proposed dates for all six listening sessions that they've been identified. The subcommittee will propose those dates to the full ACRC as you all are meeting this evening for you all to approve or to take action on. The next piece would be to have 5 to 6 strategic partnership agreements identified. So this, again, is something that the subcommittee has been talking about, but really formalizing who are the partners, who are the community champions who are going to support the community listening sessions throughout the county. And then having a community outreach plan for each listening session. So what is the plan? I think we talked about this last night at the subcommittee meeting for the listening sessions. And it was, we offered up, how about 50 attendees per listening session? And subcommittee members, by and large, agreed that 50 seemed to be pretty achievable. So it's really just outlining that there is a plan to have each listening session highly attended, at least 50 community members, and just having what is the plan to get those attendees there. So then we jump over to the milestones. So the first milestone, and actually deliverable, excuse me, is that the flyer, there's a flyer created with 5 to 6 listening sessions. So you have there was a flyer that was generated for the Russell City listening session, and it had just that date and time. Well, this deliverable would be a flyer that's created that has all of the dates of the listening sessions. And it doesn't mean, like we talked about before, while we're still researching the locations for each session, it could be to be determined for the location. But the main thing is to solidify that there are dates to hold these listening sessions throughout the county. And then that deadline would be by the end of this month, September. Next would be 3 to 4 community listening sessions are conducted by December of this year. So by the end of the calendar year, 3 to 4. And then finally, there's 150 to 200 Alameda County residents attending the listening sessions, again, by December, the end of this year, just to give you an example. Now, please note that the numbers and the dates that are offered up are just that. They're recommendations. It's a proposal as your facilitators. You all absolutely get to determine what you would like to do with this plan. But this is, again, just an opportunity to present to you all a framework for achieving your deliverables that originated from that work plan that was created back in January at the retreat. So I'll pause there for thoughts, comments, or reactions or questions.
Hi, this is Shanita. So for the community engagement or partner, sorry, they will need to sign an MOU to engage with them, correct?
Well, we didn't prescribe it by saying it has to be an MOU. The subcommittee, the idea is that you all get to determine. The language here says partnership agreement. So you all get to determine how formal or what you want to call that. We'll be there to work with you on generating a template or whatever it will be. It does not have to be an MOU. But something that you all will agree that identifies a community stakeholder as your partner in this listening session.
And then we would need to define that scope of work for that agreement. Well.
Well, I don't know. Well, yeah. Well, what is the objective? What's their role? Is it really just to host you and provide the location? Is it, what connotes, what's involved with that partnership? And again, it doesn't have to be as formal as an MOU or RFQ or any of those things, but just think something that, and we can share examples of some partnership agreements, like a form that you have your participants, I mean your partners, complete, like a Google form. I would encourage you all not to make it as extremely formal, but you all can again talk through those details through your subcommittee meetings.
Thank you for the clarification.
This is Commissioner Gardner. You should be aware, and I'm sorry, I'll be good when you get here and we can look at that. We
Yes. Hi, Dr. Gardner. I'm here.
before you came, we voted on the dates for each of the, so that is actually done.
Done.
We want to make you aware of that.
Awesome. See, there you go. So we try to include tasks and milestones and deliverables that aligns with the work that you're already that's already happening, but just adding some additional pieces to support you achieving, the outcome of having 150 to 200 attendees in total by December.
Commissioner Sass, if you could forward the templates or examples of letters, that way we can address it at our next meeting.
Sounds great.
Maybe this is Commissioner Gardner. We were to send you copies of the flyer that we did for Russell City and for Allen Temple, and then you guys were going to make up a new one. Have you received those? Have we gotten those to you or
I'm not certain. I know that there are some, it is possible that it is in the SharePoint. I know I have the flyer from the Russell City forum. So we can say we have it, Dr. Gardner.
And also the original list of community partners from back in April, because we actually did a ton of outreach. And so there's a number of organizations that are just waiting for us to come back. They're ready to go. So I'll make sure you get that to Letitia.
Yeah, can you also send that to me? Because I need a refresher. Because
Yeah.
I know it's there somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we can address those on our next meeting on Tuesday.
Cool. Right along.
Okay. Can you speak to the data collection analysis and reporting there, Letitia? Hello?
She's being arrested.
Tisha.
Oh, second that.
Through the door.
Perfect. Well, can I can public comment? Is that what, okay.
If I can caution against the MOU, the reason, and it takes forever because it has to go through you guys, then it has to go through ad hoc, then it has to go through the, because it will be with Alameda County.
That's why I was clarifying.
Do it again.
And county council.
Right. That's why we did it.
The form of a page form. Maybe they provide the logo.
The Google form.
Okay.
But you still want to spell out expectations, although it's not like legally binding agreement. Looking at the attorneys, it's not a legally binding agreement. Always want to spell out expectations.
Yeah.
The Google form.
It's such a good PR because now I'm moving it. We have these partnership agreements, these 22 organizations, and here's so it's loose, but the idea is that we're building our movement, we're building our constituents and network. So, it's when people say it verbally, but it's another to be able to say they filled out a form and they committed. And then we have a whole repository of names of organizations who have bought on.
If it's not in writing, then yeah.
It's so easy to be like, I don't know what they're talking about.
I didn't commit.
Okay, thank you. Well, and then the last, so we're waiting for her to walk in, but and I'm going to steal her thunder. So the acronyms, you know, so the A and B would be the administration and budget. That you can see CLS is already starting to be adopted in here, and the DANR. So we would have those acronyms for each of those committees. And I think that in particular, you know, the data analysis and reporting, we're just getting that off the ground. Speaking of what, so I was just trying to fill time on the data collection and analytics.
You want me to go through the data?
Yeah, do that last one.
Okay, that's my face.
All right, we're just gonna.
You can see me.
I'm over here on the water. So,
you still got your phone.
Yeah, there you go. I
was here in town. Right.
Yeah. Super. Okay.
So we did.
There you
go. Okay. So I'm just saying here. So this data collection and analysis and reporting, this is a combination of identifying a pathway towards completing the actual report. And this was a subcommittee that was not originally identified as a standalone subcommittee, but in looking at the work plan that was created in January, you all had elements of this throughout the work plan. And so the idea here is to consolidate, condense, have this one subcommittee that focuses on the data collection plan, the thematic analysis that will ultimately lead into the sections that will be included in the report or action plan, if you will. And then also to monitor and advise on the development, the writing, and the completion of the report. And so the key task for this subcommittee really is to first and foremost identify a data collection plan. What you currently have, you have a qualitative pathway, which is the community listening sessions, and then you have the survey, which is the quantitative pathway. But to date, we just need to kind of pull in and further identify, like, how many surveys are we trying to collect? What is the sample size? How many African-American residents are in Alameda County? Of that percentage, what number do we want to get this survey or attempt to? So just those kind of details to tighten up what is the action plan or the rhyme or reason behind the data collection, right?
Can I just ask, make sure of this, Commissioner Gardner, that we're not just talking about the listening session surveys being the hard data?
Yeah. So even identifying that. Well, the listening session survey, that's one instrument or tool. Are there others? Again,
there's all sorts of data that we've posted on SharePoint.
Oh, yeah. And the data collected from other departments within the county. Yep. The other hard demographic data and accurate accounts of harm, right? So looking at, again, data collection plan for the information that's going to feed into the summary of harm and the policy recommendation. Then identify key themes for data analysis. What are the high-level themes that will be included in the report? Because you're going to collect all these surveys, and then what? You know, right? So someone has to, the writers of the report are going to have to analyze the information. And so we need to identify what is the plan, what are the key themes, right? The next is to identify and provide guidance on the report, the action plan, and the format. What's the format of this thing? The creation of an annotated outline. That can get, we can get started on that now, right? Because there's enough information. But again, adding some guidance and some direction to the development of the report, so that each time that you all are meeting, you are looking at getting feedback, and you're also maintaining momentum towards getting the report actually written. So this subcommittee is going to be key and instrumental in you all completing and achieving that deliverable of having that report ready by June of next year. So the milestones for this year, again, by December, right, is to have an initial assessment of data collection. So the data that's already been gathered from the Russell City community listening session, looking at what did participants say at that session, the surveys, just looking at what information do you all already have, the information that's in SharePoint that's been gathered from the county, what is the data telling us at this juncture? A draft thematic analysis plan, that there is a plan in terms of the categories that you all are offering up in terms of the areas of harm. And then a report action plan outline developed. All right, so just those three milestones. And through the chair, I think Commissioner Knowles, is that a question or you just
hope? Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Commissioner Knowles, we continue to talk about Russell City. Russell City is, I hate to say it, miles ahead of this. Okay. We have established a redress fund. We've had a data collection that generated a report that produced 26 recommendations. Okay. We just had our annual picnic. At that picnic, there were several politicians, but we also presented to the residents and participants at that picnic several things that they could do to provide documentation, primary and secondary. And there was also information provided about things that the community people could consider in terms of what they wanted. Okay. The city attorney.
What does that have to do with?
But what I'm saying is, what it has to do is that you keep talking about Russell City is just like it's just now starting. This has been going on for 2-3 years.
Yeah,
no, so we're miles ahead.
Could this potentially be a case study that's included?
Potentially. And again, this subcommittee would figure
that work.
So if you're interested in that, this subcommittee will be hashing it out. But we mentioned Russell City because of the community listening session.
But that's all she's talking about. And what you're talking about is what Artavia is mentioning. Mm-hmm. When we actually do the statement on the case for reparations in Alameda County and the history of it and why it's needed, a prime example of that is Russell City. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be an example in the midst of a larger piece. And there's data in the SharePoint mm-hmm. on things that have gone on community. What do you call it? Countywide. And that should, it'll reflect well. It's not either or, it's both.
Then so the deliverable deadlines for this subcommittee would be to share and review, again, the data collected from the surveys that we anchored it, we gave it a number, gave it a goal. It's not etched in stone. It's just, again, to promote conversation for this subcommittee to think about what's possible. So 50 to 75 surveys, we're wanting them to share, review, and report out on what feedback we're receiving from the community through the survey instruments or other instruments that this subcommittee, again, will identify that's necessary for the report, and the notes from the listening session. So the qualitative and quantitative data, we want a report out by November of this year from that subcommittee, right? Next, a draft ACRC, Alameda County Reparations Commission report or action plan, annotated outline, and a format approved by December of this year. So again, this is not etched in stone. No one's saying that this is the way to do it, but this is a recommendation, a strong recommendation to give structure and a little bit more efficiency to achieving the goals that we all discussed in January. So don't throw the darts at me. We're just helping you get to where you want to go and where we all need to be.
Right, no dart.
Yes. Questions. So the number that we're going to identify for the data collection on the CLS,
yep.
We have a sample size that we identified to be over this report.
That's what the subcommittee would figure out. That's the work of the subcommittee. So then this subcommittee would then inform the listening sessions, would be working in concert with the listening sessions. To say, hey, as you're conducting these listening sessions, we need to ensure that we get at least 45 people to fill out the survey. We need to collect whatever, whatever, right? Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. So that's that moves us to
your core.
Yes.
Commissioner Berry here. I see for item six, the restructure of the subcommittee work assignments as an action item. Is that something that requires a vote?
Yeah, so that's where I was trying to get us to. Now that you have enough background and so you saw, so I would hope for a motion from the 11 down to 3. That would be a first motion. So that's the restructure. And then I would like to have people commit to subcommittees. So we have a motion to, you know, put these commissioners on this committee, this XYZ. Is the second motion.
Those two motions?
Yes. So
we should do them separately.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. The 11 down to 3.
So this is Shanita. I motion to reduce the 11 subcommittees down to 3.
Second.
First, moved and seconded. Commissioner Berry.
Commissioner Bazile.
Aye.
Commissioner Berry.
Aye.
Commissioner Gardner.
Aye.
Commissioner Herskin.
Aye.
Commissioner Knowles.
Aye.
Commissioner Sass.
Aye.
Commissioner Small.
Aye.
Commissioner Varlett.
Aye.
Chair Gore.
Aye.
Approved
for the three subcommittees. Okay. And now, now this is where we can move stuff around. If you have a desire to be on another committee, join another committee, because there's nothing that says you can't be on all three. Obviously, we've got the 6 max that we have for now that we only have 13 seats in the assignments. Anybody want to?
Well, I raised, this is Commissioner Gardner, I raised before that, I would like to help in terms of the data collection and that side of the street committee. And not to, I don't want to run into Brown Act or do anything wrong. And just, I can, that's what I essentially do for the last 30 years. So anyway, so, you know, I can come in when needed and be asked.
Thank you. And I think we'll like there's a right now the budget, we have a standing Monday, listening has standing Tuesday, so we could set up a standing. I think you should join because I feel like when we get full attendance, so I think you should come.
Okay.
And we'll probably be under 6 each time.
And is there a standing meeting?
We have not set up that group yet. Anybody else want
to?
They
have a deliverable too.
By the way. we got a project manager. We got a change consultant. We got resources. Anybody else want to, especially... I'm looking at James or Leo.
who have interest in being on any other committees? Taiga, do you want?
No, I'll stay with my two. I'm going stay with two. I'm
I know, that's what I was looking at.
I've got Russell City to deal with, so.
Okay, so you're good on listening session.
Yeah, I'm ready.
So, Leo, I did not have a chance to ask you, but I did put you on the.
Fine.
That's fine.
I'm a utility player.
Okay.
Yeah.
Designated. you're Carter. Okay. Okay, so I would need a motion then to assign said commissioners to each of the subcommittees.
Question of clarification. Is that normally that you have to vote on the people to be on the committees?
We did the first time.
When we did the
retreat, we came back and we voted on that matrix.
No, I think it was voting just on the actual formation of the committees.
Yeah, we didn't vote on the individuals.
We said they could move over.
My only thing, if I could just jump in, Commissioner Varlack, is that I feel that it would lead to not all of us have been accountable, but I feel like formalizing it would make it a little bit more easy to account for people.
Commissioner Berry, yeah, I mean, if both Jesse and Alan were here, I'd feel a lot more comfortable, but they're not here to speak for themselves. That makes me a little nervous to vote on assignments for folks that aren't here to say yes or no.
So I met with both of them. Jesse and I met for 2 hours this Monday, and Alan and I spoke as well.
They self-selected here?
So I informed them and said, would you be okay? Do you want to move to another group? So both of them, I've talked to both of them. The only one I actually hadn't connected with is Leo. And that's why, you know, I wanted to be here. So both of them, I discussed it with them.
Okay.
The last one comes in, you know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
okay. So
that's right.
I think if there is some concern about taking an action item to basically commit commissioners to a subcommittee, I'd like to explore that discussion.
Well, here's my thinking. If we do vote, if someone wants to move or change commissions or committees, we would have to go through another vote. So that would be another month or whatever it would be. That might hinder it, whereas now we have the commissions, the committees formed. Everybody's been aware of where they're going. And, you know, we're grown-ups. We need to be self-accountable, okay? So if you're on the committee, you've already, you know, said you're going to be here, you should be able to, you know, hold that line. I think a vote on the participants in each committee is necessary. So I guess how you doing?
Well, this is Commissioner Varlack. I will just say to kind of go in response to that is that since I was a newer commissioner, I don't have a cadence yet for my subcommittee. Well, we do have one for technology, but I guess maybe getting one for data research, that would probably be what I would want. I'm not going to take a vote just so I would know what my expectations are.
It would not require holding up all the subcommittee's work because one commissioner wanted to change.
Okay.
So if a subcommittee is doing the work and I want to change, that subcommittee is going to keep doing the work. Don't say stop the subcommittee work to change. It wouldn't stop the work. I do think there is an accountability component with it, and that we sort of raise our hand and say we will be there. And item six.
And the vote to say out to committee. I'm just trying to do a
motion. It would have to be an amendment. I would have to do the simple motion that the commissioners, as designated in the presentation, be assigned. If somebody wanted to make amendment that if a commissioner would like to change something, XYZ, somebody can make that amendment. I'm just doing a clean. Yeah. These commissioners signed in these committees.
Can I make a motion that we three subcommittees we can identify commissioners in each of these subcommittees?
Okay.
Seconded.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I'm out to lunch on all this technology, so I don't know how to deal with any of it. I've been trying to get on it. The Monday budget call, I've been able to do that, so I need some help. Somebody to show me how to get through to these things that I.
So,
did they meet on
would
Monday?
Would you like to be on that? You are not assigned to that or designated to be on it. Would you like to be on the admin budget committee?
Yeah, as long as I can.
Okay, so I'm going to add you. We did not originally have you on that one. We had you on the
data research.
Which one? Or both? To clarify.
The admin or budget resource?
Admin or data research action group.
I can do both, I guess.
So we will add your name so that there we will add Commissioner Brazil to
somebody to make sure that. Otherwise, I worry Bert to death to call it him, trying to figure out how all this stuff works.
Special outreach. Okay. Can we call them?
Commissioner Brazil?
Aye.
Commissioner Barry?
Aye.
Commissioner Burleson? For item six for the subcommittees and the assignments?
Yes.
Dance.
Commissioner Gardner?
Aye.
Commissioner Herskin?
Aye.
Commissioner Knowles?
Aye.
Commissioner Sass?
Yes.
Commissioner Small?
Aye.
Commissioner Verlin?
Aye.
Eric Orr?
Aye.
Approved. Six.
Can I go back and do the minutes? Because we have additional, we have Jesse and we have. So let's try to go back to the June 11th minutes.
Were they here?
They weren't here to vote.
No,
with Jesse.
Jesse wasn't here for the meeting. He'd have to abstain.
That one vote gets.
I was here.
Okay.
Yeah, my name is on it, so that means I was
exactly. She's like, is my name on it? I was here. Yeah. I think we're gonna get there now. So can we call the roll on the June? Oh, okay, a motion.
We have a motion.
To
a motion to approve the June minutes.
Second.
Moved and seconded.
Commissioner Barry.
Aye.
Commissioner Gardner.
Yes.
Commissioner Herskin, Commissioner Sass,
aye.
Commissioner Small,
aye.
Commissioner Borland,
yes.
Commissioner Gore,
yes.
Approved.
June minutes approved. Okay, now let's try the July minutes. I think we might have one person here too. Thank you so much for coming. Can I have a motion to move the July minutes?
I move that we approve the July minutes.
I'll second.
Seconded.
Commissioner Brazil?
Aye.
Commissioner Gardner?
Aye.
Commissioner Herskin?
Aye.
Commissioner Knowles?
Aye.
Commissioner Sass?
Aye.
Yes, aye.
Small?
Aye.
Commissioner Farlack?
Aye.
Chair Gore?
Seven. Okay. Got all our minutes done. Oh, thanks. Okay. So then we look at the work plan that you saw shared. And
The work plan was
informational. Yeah. But I feel like it's a sub meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just offer up what. Just offering up. So those of us who are on the data research, we need a chairperson. And could we agree on, I think it's subcommittee work. Board could be sitting. So that's the informational item number 7 where we shared the work plan and all that. So you now. Now we're on to a website update.
Before we go forward. We could find the date for the data.
So we want to do that as a group, not
Okay. It's like six.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm
I know.
Oh, gee, he's at it again.
What?
Inside joke.
He's trouble, and
yeah,
because he's trouble, it makes me look better.
Okay, so one, does anybody here want to be the chair of this or co-chair?
We're looking at
that side of the room to chair, co-chair.
I can co-chair. I don't know if somebody else could share.
Yeah, I got this.
Well, when we formed the group, we didn't vote on a chair.
Well, where we are.
No, I just accidentally got it.
No, let's do it.
Yeah.
Look.
Without objection.
Because I'm already the chair of other stuff, but I will support you if you share. I'm putting him on the spot.
Okay. Okay. So that's folks have
stuff. Maybe you should.
Let's pick a meeting and then we can pick a chair. So what's a date? Right now we know Monday's the admin and budget, Tuesday's listening. Folks who are on this group, is there a preference of a day we can meet once a week? And it's been usually 5:30.
And you all meet on Wednesdays.
Yeah, we meet Wednesdays. I would prefer Thursday if we can, but I'm open.
Go anywhere here. Once a month.
Once a month. So
you prefer Thursdays?
Yes, but were you saying we would meet before this on a monthly?
We meet weekly.
Okay,
so that's what says if you meet weekly, one of your Wednesdays is going to fall on this meeting day.
Right. So I'll prefer. Yeah.
Thursday. My general preference is for Wednesday, honestly.
Yeah. But Wednesday, what time? Because the only thing
I'm thinking 5:30. So we can still meet before this if it happens to be on that Wednesday.
It's cutting it close.
That's harsh.
Yeah, we only 30 minutes.
If we do 5, then I could.
Wednesday. So Wednesday's at 5 or 5:30. Do folks need a transition time?
It's a virtual meeting.
Yep.
Okay, I'm good with whatever time y'all pick. I'll be in front of my computer.
I mean, either or is fine.
5:30, Leo. 5:30.
Yeah.
Which one? And we will help you get plugged in.
Yeah, but I'm saying that we've got our Wednesday meeting, second Wednesday here.
Yeah, once a month. This is weekly.
Okay, but I mean on.
So we'll either meet 30 minutes or an hour before. This starts at 6. So in either case, we could meet before on the Wednesday where we would have a double meeting.
Okay.
5:30.
Whatever works for you all.
Wednesdays on 5 weekly. Oh,
which one is this?
This is the data research action plan subcommittee. Will meet Wednesdays at 5. So we go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday now. Yeah. Go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
This is with item 7. We're on item 7.
Yeah. Yes. So. Mm-hmm. It's informational, so there's no action. Okay. Now, website.
If I can get an assist to screen share for the actual site,
I'm in, and I was going to share for social media so I can go to the website. I just need the URL.
Okay.
What's the URL?
It hasn't been redirected yet, right?
Deb, are you in? Can you share?
I'm not in, but I can send you the.
Yeah, if you send it to me, I got my phone open. I can just.
Or me, I have mine.
It's a weird address right now because it hasn't been rebranded yet.
So I'm joining as a panelist.
Mm-hmm. We do before Zoom.
We were on the phone.
It was on
the phone. Actually, we'd have been on a phone. What we had to say.
Person meeting.
It's going to jump to social media, but since we're waiting for you, also.
We can jump to social media if you want. I could do social media first while we.
Deb, yeah, let's do social media. Since
Oh, you got it?
Yeah, I'm done. Okay.
Well, this summer, while it's coming up, this summer, we started working the website, and we used pretty much, I don't know if you all remember, some months ago, maybe back in June and July, we had access to a website development document, and all of us were able to kind of put our input in and, you know, talk about what we would like to see on the website. That document was then edited by our chair and our co-chair. And then we took that document, and that's what we used to begin the first draft of our homepage. So what you'll see tonight is the result of that work this summer. It's not final by any means. It's a draft. The links still have to be added, and you know, it's all open to suggestion in terms of what else we might want to see on that homepage, if we want to see things reorganized. I will say that we should see the website as a living document. Mm-hmm. So it's not that, oh, here's a final product. It's going to change. Yeah. And the developer that we have is willing to stay on some sort of monthly retainer. So as we want updates, we can just get those updates taken care of. So, for example, once we have it up, you'll see if we have a session that's completed, we can add, you know, this session was completed, link in, see a summary, see photos from the event. That'll be ongoing mm-hmm. as we do the sessions. So just consider it a living document, not something that's ever going to be completely final. And again, what you're going to see on our homepage is the first draft based on that input.
And I am now able to share screen, I believe.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Okay. Yep.
Awesome. Thank you.
No problem. Hey, I forgot I'm on my tablet, so it's like a little bit. But I almost got it.
Okay. You see, we have the approved logo. We've been able to add in the tab, and when you go to this online, that logo pops up. The menu up top is the original menu that was provided to us. The homepage is what we'll review today. Commissioners by district is there. The meetings page links back to the county website as instructed. Resources and contact right now could have not been done. There is a contact form up, but the bulk of the work is here on this homepage. So we can come down just slowly. That'd be great. So we took, again, the language from the document we all worked on to talk about the commission. We pulled the vision statement out. Alameda County, where all African Americans and all county residents can thrive. That's all of this is directly from the document. Come down. Mission and scope of work, and this is pulled directly from the resolution from the Board of Supervisors. So all that language is word for word consistent. And the you see the authority is down there with the item number and date that this was actually approved. So trying to establish credibility and legitimacy immediately. Next section, please. What we do, right? So this really just very plain language. This is what we have been tasked to do. And again, this was pulled from the actual resolution and the language that was massaged in the document to be really clear to folks, you know, exactly what are we charged to do. That complete the survey link is not live mm-hmm. at all. It's a placeholder button. That's for us to decide, you know, if we have an appetite to have an open community survey outside of the listening sessions. we have the opportunity to do that. If we don't want to do that, let's take that.
You should explain what the pitfalls.
Well, let's finish going. We'll come back to it. But again, it's not live. It's a placeholder for now. But again, what we do is directly drawn from the documents. Next section, please.
Listening sessions.
Okay. So just on this right here, mm-hmm. I would have at the top right under the logo, something about the listening sessions, next one coming up to be enjoyed, you know, to more information, click so we can do data collection. So that way, if they were interested, we can send something out, set up a form that says District 2, whatever their district is, so we can inform them. So that's right at the top.
Sure.
So they go, boom, here it is. Oh, a listening session coming up.
Sure.
So that way they don't have to scroll down.
I would say either
on the banner or right under the logo that says something about the listening sessions, the next date, and then a click for more information. It can either drop you down to here or...
It would be really clean to put a button mm-hmm. that if you want to go straight, it'll drop yeah. down,
yep.
right? So for District 2 listening session, again, this is incomplete, but you can see we can add photos, mm-hmm. you can add description. That learn more, you can click in if we want. It can go in and show photos and a summary of what happened, where it was. We can put whatever we yep. want in there. And then I've listed, just as a placeholder, if you could come down, Tega, District 1 listening session, and those are all placeholder photos and information. But we can put literally whatever we like in there. I do think you're right. If someone clicks in, we should consider an RSVP link yep. on each listening session. When we ran the Black August teach-in, the GWAPA organization was a week before our listening session. We had an RSVP, and so we knew there were 75 people interested, right? So we could kind of predict. So I do think we should have some sort of RSVP mechanism mm-hmm. built in here, and it's easy to do once we pick, like we're going to do Eventbrite or whatever we're going to do. Yep. It's easy to just link it.
Perfect.
So we can continue to come down. Milestones of progress, right? What have we been up to? People are very curious. Y'all been at it for a little while. What's going on? So you can see 2025, we talk about the current listening session and funding that's been secured. 2023 talks about the establishment, if you come down, Tiga, of the commission, the 15-member, the ad hoc committee, and then the 15-member preparations commission. And then in 2022, that is the actual resolution number and language from the resolution, just to give people an idea of the journey. Mm-hmm. Next section, please. Russell City Redress Fund. It's a hot topic. Everybody's asking questions. This is really pulled from the article that went out and about. So there's a synopsis there, and then there's a link that goes directly to the actual article about the Redress Fund. And then this section is in the news. And what you see here are about five or six articles dating back to 2020 for everything from the announcement of the resolution to, hey, we now have a commission, you know, and so it's kind of giving people a chance to get educated and learn about the evolution of our work. And then the last piece on this page is stay connected with us, social media links. And so we'll have to, again, link those and make those live. So that's just a quick rundown of the structure of this page. Again, all these articles, when you click read more, they go to the actual article. So you can read and see from KQED or whoever it came from what that actual article was. It's we try to keep it very clean, but also engaging, but certainly open to any suggestions in terms of, the content we want on this page. If we want that link at the top that immediately jumps to listening sessions, Deb, you sent over some architecture suggestions.
Yeah, I thought the navigation bar needed to be
changed up.
Yeah, because you've got some things that are actually should be aligned and navigation and would allow you to jump to some of these things instead of scroll so much. Yep. So that was repurpose the navigation bit.
Yep, we can certainly do that.
Just a comment. Commissioner Knowles, you are aware that the Oakland Museum has an exhibit.
Yeah, I went by and saw it. Mm-hmm. Do we want that on there?
That's a great idea. I would absolutely think so.
Okay.
then the
Yeah, we're gonna check out the other pages and stuff too.
Okay,
but
let me go back.
Okay. I know it's fun. Click around. Y'all go in there, click around. Yes, sir.
When do we think this will be live?
Technically, Deb, you can tell me if I'm wrong or not. Technically, this is live. We just haven't been promoting it. And I don't think the address has been updated just yet.
You guys tell me it's ready. If it's ready now, we can.
That's what I had it as an action item that we posted. That we
date
specifically
posted. Yeah.
Like, you can always put those placeholders coming soon. This will be updated, whatever. But
and that's what you do with all websites. They're always in promotion and development.
Yeah. Can we go back?
No, I'm going back. It went to the article and I couldn't get it to go back.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, so that's the main page. And if you could take a quickly click us through the other items up top, just so people can see what it looks like right now. And if you want to give feedback on what you want to change to. So right now, commissioners by district, I had in my notes that we weren't allowed to change this page, but we didn't touch it. I think this pulls from the county, the board of supervisors.
The restrictions they have on it.
Yeah. So we didn't touch this. This is the original page. We're not allowed to change this. This is what it looks like. Deb, you could remind me if we wanted to add content to this page, we're not supposed to move this.
Yeah, this is just because it's being fed from the other site, right? So when they change, that should update. So yeah, I think it is what it is.
Okay. So that's that piece.
Yeah,
it's gonna have to get
she just resigned last week.
So that's what commissioners by district look like.
It was on the board yesterday, so resignation
meetings again go straight to the board of supervisors site. We are not allowed to change this page either. So that is, you know, we didn't touch it. It does what it's supposed to do.
Okay, I might have to go back again.
Well, that's the thing about pages like this. It's not an easy way to go back.
No, it's just a tablet. That's a tablet.
Oh, okay.
Not so much. The navigation, I think, is
okay.
Yeah, the navigation's fine.
Yeah.
It's not a tablet, I promise. Yeah. I'll bring my real laptop. It's fine.
It's just for their area.
Then
resources. This is a space where I definitely would love to get more feedback from everyone. Right now, it's blank, right? Tell me what you all want. On this page, what do we want to link to? Data we want to, like, we can organize.
We have all sorts of stuff in the SharePoint.
Yeah, some of the
our meeting county data that would be excellent for this place.
Resources. So say again down there. I got data.
You mentioned the state task force reparations.
State.
We can also link to other counties and cities who have also formed their commissions. Like a coalition or something.
Was that Livingston and some of the other ones?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Evanston.
Not too far from
Palm Springs.
Palm Springs. Bruce Beach.
Place in South Carolina.
You went to Cherokee people, or I'm messing up. They would recognize, the African Americans as members.
Oh, wow.
They had to sue them for that.
Okay. If you all have a link that you can share, I'll start with the SharePoint and pull what I can. And I'm hearing you around some of the other state reparations reports, stuff that I know where it is, I'll grab and we'll start working on that page next. But if there's specialized information, just email me the link and we'll, you know, make sure it's added to the resource site.
Okay.
And then the last page is contact. And this form, I think, was created. Commissioner McClendon when he was testing it, but it really gives folks a chance to, you know, get involved in the conversation. Give us your name, email address. If you have a message for us, we can capture that here.
And then you guys check this periodically, daily, or?
Well, I need to figure out where this goes.
What email does it go? Wow.
Yeah. So there's a line here for zip code, right? I don't know if we want to make that optional or make it required. If you see that red star, that means it's required. You can't submit it without filling it in. We could make that required. That would help us understand who inside of our county is responding versus people outside of the county.
Yes.
I think you should. Like required. Okay.
And then if anyone has any feedback, again, y'all can email me if you want to see anything different with this contact us page. Happy to make whatever updates folks want to see.
So as far as where this would go, would this be under the administration website? So we'd have to have a dedicated email and someone who would be checking that email.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. And social media.
Can we have a motion to activate the website effective today?
I move to motion to activate the website.
Second.
Number 10.
To amend, make an amendment.
Oh, friendly amendment. Yes, sir.
So the link to the survey is really designed for people who attended a listening session. So I would have that not on the homepage.
Or the survey.
So, but the motion is to make the website live. Is your amendment to not make the website live until the survey?
Remove the link to the survey on the homepage.
The link to the survey is not live, right?
No.
Yeah, so the link's not live.
And if I could make an amendment,
you can modify the website at any time. The motion is to make the website live, not to change the content. Or it's just, should we make it? It's a binary decision. Should we make it live or wait till we do some of the things that people are talking about? The motion on the floor is
make the website live.
We have just moved. Seconded. Now, if there's amendment to that, like, it'll be live. Okay, call the roll.
Yeah. Commissioner Bazile.
Aye.
Commissioner Berry.
Aye.
Commissioner Burleson.
Aye.
Commissioner Gardner.
Aye.
Commissioner Herskin.
Aye.
Commissioner Knowles.
Aye.
Commissioner Sass.
Aye.
Commissioner Small.
Aye.
Commissioner Varley.
Aye.
Chair Gore.
Aye.
Okay.
Hey, okay. Well, I'll make a point to get that off right away.
Yeah. Is it linked to the
It's not linking to anything.
Oh, it's not linking to anything.
Right,
I'll make sure the button comes off.
It's not an issue. It's
okay. So, website congratulations.
Yes. I send it to Grace.
Okay. And the different handles and et cetera, which... The ego was like, are these approved or not? I'm like, let's get a motion.
Yes, and I do. I will try to talk us through it while I try to get this on the screen. The website again. Okay, hold on one second. So I can kind of give the presentation and then just in the interest of time, I'll show you after we... after I can do two things at once. So we do have an Instagram page as well as a Facebook page. I did not launch an X page because I wanted to talk about that, especially with all of the kind of
bullshit.
Well, thank you. With some of the controversy and provocative nature of that website, but it can happen. So we do have our handle. It's the same on both websites. It's Alameda County Reparations Commission. And you can find us on either Instagram or Facebook. Right now we are live, but I'm not following anybody and I haven't posted anything yet because that's what we're here to do today, which is to talk a little bit about how we intend to use our social media and the cadence of postings and what we think is probably appropriate to post and what we want as our, I guess, kind of thematic tone of reference. So we can talk about that. We also have an email address, which is acreparationscommission@gmail.com. I didn't make copies for everybody, but I will upload this file to SharePoint with all of our different website handles, as well as our Gmail email address. Right now, there is an automatic reply. So if you email us, you'll get an automatic reply, which says, thank you for contacting the Alameda County Reparations Commission. Your message has been received. And a member of the commission or staff will get back to you as soon as possible. We appreciate your interest in the work of the Alameda County Reparations Commission. And we had to open up that Gmail account in order for us to start Facebook as well as Instagram. Now for the Facebook, right now, I am the administrator because it's tied to my personal account, but I did a little bit of research on this. So depending on what we decide as a subcommittee, whoever else needs to also be an admin on that can be added, and you'll have your own access. You won't have to go through my page. So that's just one of those things that we can work out once we get there. Let's see. So one thing that we wanted to do was just confirm that that's the handles you wanted. I did put in SharePoint a survey of our social media handles. Only a few did answer. And so I took the top two, and then we took what was available and just matched it. So that's how we came up with our handle. And then additionally, we have, like, if we want to talk about what kind of hashtags we want to use, so we have Alameda County, reparations, community justice, public comment, civic engagement, 40 acres and a mule, reparations now, equity for Alameda. There's a list of them in SharePoint. So if you like a certain hashtag, just go in there and take a look at it. And that's pretty much the report. I guess I would just need to show you all both of the websites or both of the social media landing pages, and then you can let me know what you think. Okay. So
I already liked them, so.
Oh. All right, well. So, one second.
Okay.
And
it's
sorry.
Also, if we, Bert was just telling me, if you want to get a county email, we can do that, but we've already got the Gmail set up with the association. Up to you.
Okay.
So when there's, we can have a county email, you said, but it's already set up, so we don't.
Gmail. So some commissions use the Gmail, and ITD had said, go ahead and use the Gmail. Okay. So that it's just, as long as it wasn't somebody's per account.
Oh, yeah. No, I get that.
One person.
I guess my friend named Alameda County has to change his name.
And I mean, it was just because nowadays they want to make sure you're not a robot and all kinds of crazy stuff. So we had to have like all of this stuff in order. So I'm almost there, guys. Just a second.
Okay, so just a footnote on that one too. Less than 7 liking the same post.
Yeah,
like
stuff.
You change the social media. Yeah.
And you can't comment.
Oh man, okay.
Considered a meeting.
Oh my goodness. Well, thank you for, because I want to be like everything. Because I know better. So this is our Instagram page. As you see, we are only following 5 people are following me. I'm following one person. I think it's the California Legislative Black Caucus, because they had a reparations, reparative justice set of bills they put out. So this is our Instagram page. And yes, there's definitely some rules of posting that I wasn't even aware of. So I definitely need your help. So there is that. If you want to go in Instagram, if people are not familiar with how it works, once we start posting, I thought I was signed in already. I guess I'm not. Once you start posting, you can see your reels. So like if we make videos, that will be on the right-hand side where it looks like a little face. And that will be where all of our video content is. And then here on the left-hand side, that looks like a grid, is where we would put our photos. That is Instagram. And I will now go to our Facebook page. All right, just a second.
Can we make sure that we put these links on the leaflet for the listening sessions?
And in the bio for the for Facebook and Instagram, we should have the website address.
And also, to kind of jump around back to our Gmail page. Okay, wait, hold on. It kicked me out. Let me get us back in and then I'll share it. For our Gmail, we want to just make sure that we have somewhere for them to contact us, because right now our signature line is just completely blank. And I just want to make sure that, like, if and when we get a place for people to leave us a message or something like that, that have somewhere for them to leave it other than in our inbox. It is not letting me in. But anyways, you guys can go to it yourself.
Well, can you just go to Facebook? You're just a regular Facebook and just go to the page?
It's going to make you go on my page.
I will just... No, if you go to Facebook, your page, and then bring up Alameda County, it'll just bring up that page.
No, it's on my page. It's on Facebook, Alameda County. But when I try to share it, it's making me log back in. And it won't let me log in and keep kicking me out.
Oh, okay.
But if you want to see it yourself, it is Alameda County Reparations Commission on Facebook.
Pretty much the same as... I don't know if y'all want to see this. I'll pass my phone around if y'all want to see it. But that's all it's on there. It's just the logo right now.
Yeah. So Shad has his open. If I could put him on the spot, maybe he could share it. But the main thing I wanted help with was I loved how Commissioner Barry had a different photo in the background of her website. For my social media, it's just a double photo of our logo twice because I did have, I guess I could share this. I did have an idea to put something of the lake, but the pictures I found were all pretty dark. So I don't know. I can show you an example.
Yeah, as the banner?
Yeah. I think I can share that.
Nice.
So I switched up my banner.
Okay. We're getting tight for time here.
Yeah.
Okay. So the same, similar motion to activate and commit to the social media handles that were Facebook and Instagram only. No X, no Blue Sky.
Well, we can do X. We can make a motion to add X, but it will be the same media handle.
Same handle.
And then I would have a separate meeting with you to make sure I know
what the subcommittee group.
Yeah, subcommittee. Yeah.
Okay.
Can we not do that?
Not do X, you mean?
Can we at least have a discussion about it? Maybe let's not have that discussion tonight. Let's vote on what you've done, which I think we all agree on.
Facebook, Instagram.
Right. Yeah. And then let's have the, because there's a lot of strengths and a lot of weaknesses. The next thing.
And so, Commissioner Gardner, the only thing I will say to rebut that is that we have a listening session coming up. I guess we will meet before that session, because I just want to make sure that if we are on social media, it's everywhere, but...
Okay. No, I mean, that's the strength of the X. It would be everywhere. The weakness is those everywhere is...
It's also...
Unbelievable.
Oh, for sure.
Yes.
Well, we should do it.
That's
it.
Yes.
Okay, so the motion is to officially launch our social media. I'm not even going to name the name.
So yes, social media.
Social media reparations commission work. So I'll make the motion because you're in a second. Roll.
Commissioner Bazile.
Aye.
Commissioner Barry.
Aye.
Commissioner Burleson.
Aye.
Commissioner Gardner.
Aye.
Commissioner Herskin.
Aye.
Commissioner Knowles.
Aye.
Commissioner Sass.
Let's go.
Commissioner Small.
Aye.
Commissioner Varlett.
Aye.
Chair Gort.
Excellent. Yep. Okay, so now we start promoting all this stuff. We'll figure attendance. So I had
questions.
Yes.
Not about the motion. So if you're saying we can't have more than 7 of us follow
or like a comment or like that mic,
the post or the page. So
following and that's okay.
Following is fine. You
don't.
You can't. So. Say I post, or say I'm a commissioner and I post, if 7 other or 6 other people in this, because 7 makes a quorum, if 7 people like or comment, that's a violation of the Brown Act.
But how will we know what commissioners?
The point is not to like it.
Oh, okay.
You need more than 7.
Right. You never know when it comes to 7.
Not to belabor it, but thank you for that institutional knowledge. So for example, if it's me and one other person that have access to post, as long as the other commissioners don't like it, as many people that's a commissioner can follow the page, right? That's not okay.
And then what about sharing?
I was just going to ask that. Can we share?
Can we share?
Quorum cannot share.
Yes. We're supposed to amplify.
Get your followers to share it, I guess, right? Can followers, like,
yeah, as long as you're not.
Yeah, followers can share.
If 7 people share, it's almost like it's a meeting.
That's just
Agreeing on one thing and then pushing it.
Commissioner, like, so a recommendation not to be able to settle it here is we should get like youth ambassadors and give them the job of sharing, like, and self push. Because if we can't do it, that's really tying our, like, I gotta.
That's part of the partnership agreement, so we can just have it.
Yeah. We call them the
union.
We saw that. Right. Leave Jesus alone.
Okay. So, anything else? Any other clarifications? You know, keep us hemmed up. Okay. So the item 10. I'm not sure we can actually get this off an item. The idea is to we don't have the materials prepared yet to offer a toolkit, so we'll have to pause on that one. So then
of the commission
also maybe what is
it? Yeah, it's to be able to have any materials like in a folder, so if you needed. We mostly have been talking about the flyers, but now the social media stuff, the website. So then if you were going somewhere, which James is notorious for, if you're going somewhere, you could have the tools ready.
So this has not been developed yet.
Yeah, I'd hope I had a couple of things, but I don't have it fully developed yet.
We'll just go to the admin subcommittee.
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
We would have like someone, do we have any partners that do this so they could actually put something together so they could give us a sample pack so it can be distributed at your point so we can take a look at it so we're ahead of it for the next meeting? Or the ECC?
Maybe another commission has it.
I know you and I are following the legislative bills. There's literally a toolkit. Mm-hmm. Like you open the legislative bill, it says, this is if you want to send out emails. This is if you want. Now we can't, you know, but it is a toolkit to have so that you have the talking points and you have.
Can you put that in SharePoint so we can take a look?
So we have to develop it.
No. The one that you're talking about.
Example.
It was today. It was the FAFO, F Work Lab. You didn't see it? No, okay. Governor got on. That's what
follow any of the ARRT stuff. There's I can send you a bunch of links.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna send you somebody else's link.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Just send that so I know what you're talking about.
I can put it on a SharePoint.
Put it on a SharePoint.
Commissioner Core just as a resource, the same developer that does our social media flyers. If we know what we want, I can have them do all this resource too, so we don't have to figure out another person. They can do any type of graphic work we want done. So,
and you know, it's not just the graphic work though. It's the messaging.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that subcommittee. We'll put it on that subcommittee.
Yeah.
Are they approved for the county?
Number 11.
We're continuing.
Yes. Sorry. When you say continuing, that
it's an action and you didn't take action.
You did not take action. So we'll table
continue it.
I think that's how we've done it before. Continue or table. Yes. And we'll designate it to the admin budget committee.
Oh, okay.
Because that's the web and the social media stuff.
Deborah, can I make a couple?
Yes.
Just on the social media, just clarification around Brown Act is that public officials may post or respond to questions or comments on social media about agency business. And as long as no majority of the, as long as we don't have quorum there, they may share information with the public. They can like, comment, repost, or share other users' content, provided it does not involve a majority of the body. So no, you can do that as long as there's not quorum there. What you may not do is directly or indirectly discuss, deliberate, or take action on any agency business with the majority of the members of the same legislative body. If you have, so don't do any votes, you know this already, but Also, comment on another member's social media post, no matter within the body's jurisdiction, if that results in a majority of discussing. So anytime anybody says anything, if there's seven people don't like it, don't comment, and just kind of steer clear if you hit those numbers. And so also on the SharePoint, I uploaded a training that our county council has done for one of our MAC commissions. It's similar to this commission. If you could just take a look at that, it might answer some of the questions around it. We're still working on getting that training. And then while I'm talking, there's another possible training that the commission can take, an anti-harassment training.
So you're jumping to item 4.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I had a question. Is the interpretation coming from a court case?
It's coming from the Brown Act rules, which came from a court case.
It did come.
Yeah.
Who applied it to social media?
Brown, the legislative entity that does it. So it's in the Brown Act. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, don't.
Maybe we can do dumb them down, huh?
Okay, yes, we'll table number. So number 11 would be, we had talked about, so I'm going to go back to this diagram. We had talked about meeting with our commissioners and some of it. We did that right before the listening session. And so I had an action item on here that we meet with within the, you know, the folks who are within that district, meet with your supervisor, excuse me, and it's usually with their staff. I had two meetings now with Commissioner Bass's staff, and they were so appreciative and complimentary of the work we're doing. So could the commissioners who are in each of the meet with their doesn't you can get the supervisor, more power to you, but I find their staff and chief of staff, I know I have an amen corner over there, really appreciate laying out what we've done, how we've done it, and you know, and multiple touch points. So the first time was just sort of like, here's the background. The second time they were like, well, what about this, what about that, and saying, okay, we'll help promote it. So let's open it up for discussion.
No, mine is so funny because this is like the fifth time I've been called a warlock. So that's the only thing. We're going to come on there. That's the only thing. And Rodney Loach is here and he knows I already asked him for a meeting of a week.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we have to see something.
Yeah.
Commissioners, chief of staff actually called me for a meeting, but we haven't got it scheduled yet. So I've been working on that. I should be meeting with them.
I've met with this is Commissioner Gargan. I've met with the chief of staff for Tam's office and one of her legislative aides who I've known for 50 years. And we've met a number of times. And I will meet with them again. And hopefully when we do something in District 3, I can help arrange, try and get them there.
So do we have to meet separate if we're in the same district? You guys do what you want, but mostly I think people have been meeting individually. So yes. Oh. It's not necessarily an action item. I just wanted, I did put an action item commitment because I think there are, you know, as with anything, people with the time can make it. But I just wanted to see if we, as a collective, wanted to say, okay, every commissioner meet with your supervisor or their staff. But if you'll feel that's too much pressure or too much accountability, whatever the issue is, I just thought, you know, we've been talking about it a lot. There's different, and I'm not trying to overstep people's personal and professional commitments because, we all got work, we all got families. So
I see people kind of, all the time.
There's different people.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And most of it's Zoom
Well, most of the meetings are not in person. They're online, and they're usually 20 to 30 minutes. They don't, they're not very long.
No problem. I'm Ken. I'll talk to them more.
So is there a motion that everybody, I would like to put a timeline that everybody meet, you know, before the end of the year or something? We're in the fourth quarter.
Nothing. Well, how about before Thanksgiving, since we have a listening session in December? Or
why not come?
Well, yeah, after Thanksgiving, we pretty much shut it down.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
So, is there a motion for each commission to meet with their supervisor or staff before Thanksgiving? November. I don't know. Is it appropriate to put a holiday name in there? Thanksgiving break.
Commissioner Knowles, is that starting today or has it been place?
Starting what? Today.
You've already met how many months?
You get credit for it.
Back to meet again. I'd be told to do something that you've already done.
Yeah, I know. I ran into him at some point. I've had a formal meeting.
I think because we are at a significant, like, resources. One, they just gave us $500,000. We didn't have that. We now have launched a website. We've got handles. There's a lot to demonstrate, especially if we're going to go back to the well and ask for some more money. Mm-hmm. it's coming. And there's just a lot we've done in the last month. I think it's worth plugging back in now till Thanksgiving. That's the case.
Well, Commissioner, I just met with Rodney and Supervisor Marquez the 31st. That's why I'm asking. And it's been an ongoing thing.
Yeah.
Correct?
We've been trying to get on your calendar.
Right. I might myself to be... be asked to do something that's our motion seems kind of ridiculous.
Do we need to have it as a motion? Right. Because go talk to your people. Do we need?
Because we have talked about it before.
Y'all do what you got to do.
Everybody is able to feel comfortable. So if you have it as an action item, maybe they feel they have to go do it. I mean, that's just my two cents.
We can fail for lack of.
Okay.
There's a motion on the floor.
Moved.
No, I'm trying to find Thanksgiving Day for you.
It's like the 25th.
So we'll this is it to an informational item.
Well, can we do
that? Or we just table it.
You can.
Yeah.
Oh. Do you want to? Okay, never mind.
No, I would rather see. I would rather have a vote and have it so clarity on it.
So I was second. Oh, motion.
There's a motion that we meet between now and the Thanksgiving break to update supervisors or other staff on the significant progress is made with the $500,000 budget that they extended to us. So we have a motion. Any questions? Hold up.
Commissioner Bazile.
Aye.
Commissioner Berry.
Aye.
Commissioner Burleson. Commissioner Gardner.
Aye.
Commissioner Knowles.
Abstain.
Commissioner Small.
Aye.
Commissioner Herskin.
Aye.
Commissioner Varlay.
Aye.
Kara Gore.
Aye.
You miss me.
Oh, Commissioner Smith. Okay, approved.
Thank you. Okay, now we have the second part of the listening sessions where we said we got the dates committed to second part of this presentation was, okay, so we got the subcommittees, and I'm calling this the pillars of focus on how we could consider how to create focus, that we put it in these four buckets of experience, harm and inequity, community assets and resilience, reparative needs and priorities, and a vision for the future. And so in particular, you can see these, if there are these framing questions that all the committees could use, the subcommittees could use. So in the case of the harm and inequity, the purpose, right, is very much in line with what the listening sessions surfaces, lived experience, housing, education, policing, health, that can be coded into categories of harm. The
Community assets and resiliency. The purpose is identifying the cultural assets to build upon and avoiding just solely a narrative of deficit. Then the reparative needs and priorities. The purpose is to generate the concerns or the concrete ideas that can be grouped into policy areas for action, for the action plan. And then a vision for the future. And this would, the purpose is to help us shape measurable outcomes, guide both the research benchmarks and the long-term policy recommendations. And here I've added, these are the prompts we had in the listening sessions. And recall that we did discuss that one and two were kind of the same, right? That we had prompts, in what ways has your family or community been harmed? And then the second prompt was, how has the historical impact harmed you? So we sort of said, oh, those are kind of the same. And then three was, what's action needed? You know, what does it feel like to thrive? So if we could repurpose perhaps question two to be the asset question, right? Mm-hmm. Which is what we had talked about. But I'm trying to align the three subcommittees around the pillars so that we all kind of have our North Stars. And then I think, yeah. So that's where I'm trying to, on the agenda of the listening sessions and making a recommended approach with partners, is that we use these four pillars as an approach of focus.
Is that an action item or? So the motion would be, how do we, I guess my question is, how do we know which pillar goes to which?
Each subcommittee would decide.
Okay.
So you say, and it almost feels like each would need to consider each pillar. We've done the harm part. Oh, we forgot to do the action part, or we did the action and the harm, but we forgot to do the future part. So that each, have the same, so that we're all guiding, going in the same direction.
Mm-hmm.
I did put some prompts here, to help generate some thinking. But yeah, so the action item is to adopt the pillars or any modification thereof, because I did feel like we were kind of had multiple pathways surfacing.
Mm-hmm. I would move that we adopt the pillars of focus as outlined in this report.
Yes. In terms of application, I hear us saying we use these in our subcommittees. How would this impact our current listening session surveys? Because I didn't catch what you said. Would we be are we keeping the same survey? Would we modify the survey for question two to be more about assets and resilience?
You guys can use these any way as you want.
Okay,
got you know it. What I mean. But it's like, what's guiding the work? What's guiding our work? What are the principles that we want to use to guide the work? And what I heard when we were in the debrief was that one and two sounded the same. Okay. When you guys asked the prompts. I don't know how that maps to the survey. The survey seemed a lot cleaner and delineated. It was on the prompts.
Oh, the Q&A.
Yeah, the four prompts we had.
Thank you.
Where there was like, aren't those two the same? Even, I mean, we literally said that out loud in the church, that did those two are the same. And so what was the thing missing? We did not ask the question on a solely deficit conversation.
Sure.
You know, it was kind of in there, but what is that? What are the assets in the community that we could lift up? I think would help anyways.
Oh, super helpful. So this wasn't necessarily about the survey, but about how we design the questions for the live session.
Got it.
Thank you.
And I think the survey, both from the research side, is like, did we hit the four pillars in the survey? Oh, we left out this one, or we intentionally, no, we didn't think that was needed, but at least it gives us like a roadmap to help us do the work.
I'm just wanted to share, so the pillars almost, I'm just thinking backwards from a data collection stance on the qualitative side. If these pillars are going to guide the Q&A questions that
being asked at the listening sessions, then it's sort of like you're already setting up a pathway for some thematic analysis, right? So I think the question becomes, if you go ahead and adopt these pillars, then you could just go ahead and say, well, then these four categories will guide the theme for future data collection and for shaping the report, right? The areas that will be considered and mapped out in the report. Or you could, like you said, leave it up to the subcommittees to select, like this is sort of the guiding value for our subcommittee work, and then allow the data. I don't know why I keep pointing at you. I'm just
I'm looking at both of you.
The data research.
I want you on a chair.
On it to determine if they want to use these things or how. Just a quick observation.
Was there a motion?
Nope. This is because the motion was the date. they had an ask on the date. So this part split apart. I think we should have a motion.
Yeah, my motion was just to accept the four pillars, but if you want to tell me the motion, is the motion
accept the pillars for guidance of the subcommittee work, not like locked in stone, but it's guiding. Is that too
wishy-washy? Are we able to add something if we have an idea or a suggestion afterwards, or should we do it before the vote?
I think we should do it now.
I was thinking that because I see vision for the future up there. I see reparative needs and priorities, and I'm thinking, action plan. Right? Why not have something up there to get feedback from the public of their idea of what should go into action plan of action? Because that's our job, right? So why not some direct reference to it to see what they have to say?
Trying to track, because the subcommittee, you're actually on the subcommittee to do. Here, right? So you're on the subcommittee to do the action plan, the data research and the action plan report, which is built on these four pillars. But to have the action plan as a pillar seems like it's collapsing. It collapses the
pillars of Islam.
If you
in the middle.
He want them to give him the action plan. That's what he's like.
If you look at the way the purpose is worded, it really drives you towards an action plan anyway, because even in the purpose, it says of the reparative needs generates concrete ideas that can be grouped into health business for the action plan. So we're getting the information we need for the action plan anyway from using these. So your question is addressed in here. Okay, that makes sense?
I mean, if you can explain all that to a person, but we can't. You know what I mean? So I'm going to read it and answer the question accordingly, right? But somebody might actually have something in mind, a spot for it.
Okay, and that's a great question. So in the pilot that we had done, we did have someone go, hey, I have an idea. And they talked about tax. So that information comes out in the listening sessions. When they do have something, that it will come out. So it's part of that conversation, and they can bring that with them.
Another suggestion there would be to just simply rename it reparative priorities for the action plan. So that, because I think what you're trying to drive at is, can we more directly name it versus having it embedded? So just a thought.
So that way, when they're answering the questions, they know where it's going. What is, tied to something specific.
But we tell them, right? When you go to the website, this is what we're doing for you. We're here to make you an action plan.
And it says what actions need to be taken to repair those harms. Number 3, right over here. It does say that. So all of that is
all of this is towards the action plan.
Yeah. It's all service of the action plan.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Tish was saying, it's like end result.
I see that too.
Yeah, end result. Yep, sit there. Yeah.
I'm just thinking there may be somebody out there with already down that road and just looking for a spot to put that in.
And when we're having the conversations with the people at the listening sessions, they will bring that up.
Okay, so this is only going to be at the listening
session. Yeah, so, but and for just from the from our from my perspective, that that doesn't seem to be an issue.
Because I was thinking of it more like it's happening in a listening session, but we also have it online.
We do.
You know, where a person can go write in something when they're not at the listening session, they can go ahead and say, this is what I think it should be a line item and action plan, you know, but where would it go?
That all is part of data collection and research and data collection. When we get that information, if there's a suggestion going in, that will go in, that will go into that area. Am I correct in that, Dr. Gardner, doing research and data?
Yeah. You really want to know what I think?
So we have a motion on the floor. We have a second to... There was no second. Sorry. We have a motion. Is it...
Did you second?
Okay. He did. Okay. I'm scared to ask. I'm at any other questions? Okay. Call.
Brazil.
Aye.
Commissioner Barry.
Aye.
Commissioner Burleson.
Aye.
Commissioner Gardner.
Abstain.
Commissioner Erskine.
Aye.
Commissioner Knowles.
Aye.
Commissioner Sass.
Aye.
Commissioner Small.
Aye.
Commissioner Varla.
Aye.
Chair Gore.
Aye. Okay, so item number 13 was the reparations bill stuff. It's the same bills, but it's getting further along. The four reparations bills that we presented last time made it out of appropriations, and so now I think it's at the Senate. So if those get over the end line, I will definitely bring questions. And now the last item, county anti-harassment training.
We're trying to get it lined up because there is a stipend for the commission. There's county money involved. And so we're all mandated to take an anti-harassment training. So when I have the right one for you, I know comes from clerk of the board. So we're trying to figure that out. We were just recently told this information. So we'll get that to you as soon as we have it.
It's going to be late.
Hmm?
It's going to be late for us to.
It could be something you watch at home. It could be something we do as a commission. So as soon as we figure that piece out, but just wanted to give you a heads up about
it. Kind of funny. The people who are tasked to deal with the harassment of the past and the anti-harassment past. I know I'm kind of harassed already. One, yes, but two.
Okay.
All right. Good.
Okay, so then I will call it 8:11 and meeting adjourned.
All right.
All right.
A lot
done.
Excellent. You choose that.
Okay. Deb.